please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into your January bonus episode. What this means is if you're a Platinum subscriber, you get one extra episode per month. Not 100% sure why we do that, but we do it. And why not? Right? We also do one live stream a month, and I'm not sure why we do that either. There's a lot of things I don't understand. But the point is we do it because we give to you, the subscriber. We care about you. We're not one of those one and dones. Give us your money, we'll give you a t-shirt, and then you're in for life. We give things. We provide content. That's what we do. We're content providers. We're influencers to a small cult-like audience. Cult-like audience is what I tried to say.
What did you just say? We're in for the wincers?
Nope. We're in for the what?
What did, I didn't understand what you said. And I'm trying to piece it back together.
Well, I know I didn't say that.
it does not row sentence.
We're in for what? We do it for the listeners? Is that what I said?
You did say that, but you said something else, too.
We do it for the listeners.
Maybe that's what
we're in for. We've all got wisdom teeth.
We're in for the Windsors.
We're going to Windsor, Canada. We're going to. Once it's a state, we're in.
Yeah.
So we welcome you guys in. We're full disclosure. We are also live streaming this one. There's some folks that are listening still on the live stream. We're doing this immediately after the 35T.
Mm-hmm.
We're doubling up today. And all right.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good heavens. Justin McKinney just left.
Yeah.
And
I hope he makes his flight.
Being sarcastic because it's pretty early?
No, I'm not, because he has to return a rental car. I was trying to put on a brave face, but it's going to be tight.
Do you think so? His flight's at 3.
Yeah.
And he left here. Let's say he left here at 12:45.
Yeah.
He said it was going to take 40 minutes. Let's pretend that's 45.
Yeah.
He gets to the rental car at 1:30.
Yeah.
He returns. Fuck.
I mean, you're supposed to be there 90 minutes ahead now.
He's going to get there around 2. He's probably TSA pre because of the amount. He might even be clear by the amount of that travels. So he's going to get through fairly quickly.
He'll make it, but it's going to be stressful. That's my prediction.
I may not have done it.
Yeah. Like, I just know I tend to be laissez-faire about these things, but over the years, my wife's anxiety over being, you know, needing to be early for everything has sort of seeped in, and now I'm also like, yeah, you should be there. You should be there. Like, you should be.
Well, I would. Let's see. Let's boil it down to what, at the end of the day, we're both road comics.
Uh-huh.
If my flight was at 2, I would leave. I would get there 90 minutes early.
What was it, 3?
I'm saying if mine.
Yeah.
My example flight was.
So your hypothetical flight is an hour earlier.
I'm better.
Just a little better.
Comic. Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if I am. Justin's a phenomenal comedian.
I've never seen him do stand-up, but I could tell just from sitting here talking to him that
he's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good. I don't really. He talked on the show, and again, this is right after that episode, but. I don't know when this will not come out before Sunday. It can't.
No.
Now you can't. Even if you wanted to, you can't because of the way we're talking.
There would be no reason to put it out before.
It also wouldn't be fair. Like, why are you talking about this guy? I didn't hear the episode.
Right.
I don't remember his Tonight Show set not being great. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it was great.
Right.
It just wasn't to him.
Well, you had a similar experience with the Tonight Show.
Mine sucked. there's not a person in the world debating how bad mine was.
I've never seen it.
So. It is not good. As I've said before, my manager, TJ Mark Walter, said, well, you got a laugh track thanks to Mike Schmidt. That's what he said. Because you heard Mike laugh for 5 minutes.
Wow.
And yeah, then eventually other people did laugh.
Yeah.
The last 2 minutes were not awful.
Yeah.
The first 2.5 were atrocious.
Hmm.
And I mean fucking silence, except for Mike and Pat a little bit. And I only say a little bit because he's not as loud as Mike.
But they sweetened it for the show.
No.
They didn't?
No. Oh. And that, Matt, I appreciate you asking. And I'm sure I've said this over the years because, you know, we've been doing this show for almost 20 years now. I kept going as if, they're going to sweeten this. Mm-hmm. Don't, first of all, they said, don't do your Jimmy Pardo bullshit of interrupting yourself. Stay with your material, yeah. Which is dumb. You don't handcuff me. Uh-huh. And I don't mean that for my ego. I mean, let me be me. Let me be funny. If something in the moment happens, telling me to ignore it is insane.
Right.
So
there's a time frame. There's a time limit.
There is. And I knew what they meant. But at the same time, I'm not a moron. I know how to do comedy.
Right. You know how to stop when it's time to stop.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to derail my set entirely and then still do.
I must complete this task.
I haven't done my written material as planned.
Sir, the nightly news is airing.
Right. And another thing, what's you and your hat? So the audience, again, they were a horrible audience for Jay. They were horrible for Dane Cook. They were horrible for Marissa Tomei. They were horrible for everybody.
Yeah.
And I came out and they were horrible for my first 2 minutes. And I did not acknowledge how horrible they were, as I should have, because I should have made a joke about Kevin Eubanks trying to be supportive and laughing. Mm-hmm. And I should have done the Johnny Carson of, well, you know, the band's on my side.
Yeah.
You know, I should have done that. Or, you know, I should have done something. One guy likes me.
Yeah.
So I should have done that. But I thought, they're never going to let this silence go out on television.
Right.
They're going to sweeten this. And then when they didn't sweeten it, it was like, oh, you fucked me.
Right. Because if you had commented on it, then they can't sweeten it. And so because you've commented on something that if they sweeten it, then it makes no sense.
Correct.
What you're saying makes no sense. So you're almost like, but you made the right choice. Assuming they would do what they
their job.
I'm sure they always do.
No, they don't. But they don't. Turns out they don't. And so I did not know that. I did not comment on it. And again, it's one of those things where it's like a different comic could argue the other way and say, well, you never comment on it.
Right.
Don't ever comment that you're not doing well. But it's like,
what works for you.
I know what works for me. And also, I know what does he not know? Does he think he's getting laughs?
That's the thing as an audience member that is uncomfortable is the, is this guy nuts and doesn't know what bombing is because he's acting like nothing's wrong. That's uncomfortable. Even if you were inclined to enjoy the jokes themselves, you'd be like, why is he acting like this is going over well?
Right. It's bizarre. And so but I stayed that pay. Who cares? At the end of the day, this is 23 years ago now.
Yeah.
I shot that in February of 2002.
Yeah.
I was the third comic on after 9/11, I think. It was Drew Hastings, Tammy Pescatelli, and then me, I believe. Maybe there's a third one in there before me, but I
didn't get to ask Justin, but he must have been the last comedian on
Conan
Tonight Show.
Who was the guest, our lead guest on the last show of Conan?
Was it Tom Hanks?
You will never tell. I believe Tom was there, or at least he was there that week. Mm-hmm. But it was Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow was booked to be on the show, and then they didn't unbook him. You know, other people did get unbooked because they weren't friends. You know, mm-hmm. Like, oh, we got to get Steve Martin, whoever had to come in as friends of show.
Yeah.
But Barry Manilow might have been the second to last show. But it was. But I remember thinking, oh, Barry Manilow is not going to come because he's not really a Conan act. He's a Tonight Show act.
Yeah, this is an odd situation.
But he was there, and he was. The guy's been in entertainment. He's been a star. Barry Manilow has been a star since the 70s.
Yeah.
And I mean a star. Mm-hmm. So he's lived it all. He started in fucking gay bar, in bathhouses. I don't say that as a joke. That's where he started. And so, like, he's done shit gigs. He's sold out arenas. He's done nightclubs. Like, he's done it all. So, he can understand what's going on, is my point. So it's not like this, he's not going to understand show business.
Right.
You know, he's above this all, or he's out of touch. He is in no way out of touch.
What's weird is I remember you, coming in to our studio after that and saying, Barry Manilow was there. Like, that was, I don't remember seeing him. I'm sure I watched the last episode, but I don't really remember seeing him on TV as much as I remember you talking about. Did you get something signed?
I did get something signed, yeah.
Yeah, there was a story there.
And if you look at it, it's the Ultimate Barry Manilow. That's the CD cover that I had signed. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, it looks like it says, to Barry from Jimmy, because he put Barry there. And what I think happened, there's a lot of CDs where it looks like this. They sign it, and then I think the PA says, oh, that's to our warm-up guy, Jimmy Pardo. And then they go to Jimmy in the space that is empty. So it's the names are flip flopped.
Weird. That makes it worth more, right?
Pardon me. As I told the PAs a number of times, they don't need to be personalized.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you can even get them to sign it, I'll be grateful. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be personalized. Right. And they all came back personalized.
I was just going through my record collection. We got a U-turn turntable for Christmas. Something I gave Elise for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
We've had those stupid like suitcase record players that are garbage.
Right.
And it was long overdue that we get a real record player. So we got one and we set it up and it's fantastic and I'm loving it. I'm loving music again, Jimmy. I'm absolutely.
Dude, my U-turn turntable made me say that.
I mean, I'm experiencing it now because I come home and we got Elise ordered a little what do they call those? It's basically a record stand. It's it looks like a side table, but it has shelves for records, yeah. And then it's perfectly sized to put a record player on top of it. And I come home and I see it and I immediately want to put something on it, and I put something on and sit down and just zen out a little bit. It's nice. But I was looking at the records that I accumulated over the years, and I have a signed album from The Roots, which I have no idea where it got.
Christine Sestaro got us that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I knew it must have been a fan or somebody it was Never Enough Funny related one way or the other. That makes sense because she worked on The Tonight Show, or maybe she still does.
She does not. But she was a writer at The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And so she got us autographed Roots albums as a thank you for what we do.
It's very cool. Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah. I was like, this is kind of awesome. And I don't, that must have been years ago.
Well, we know he took over in 2012, I think, or 2011. When did he?
There
was some downtime between. Wasn't there some downtime between? Koenig went off the air in 2010.
Right. And then Leno was back for maybe a year, maybe two.
Two?
I don't remember.
Yeah. So when did 2013? At any rate.
Yeah. It might have been 10 years ago.
Maybe 2015. Yeah. About 10 years ago, I would say.
Yeah.
By the way,
anyway, thank you to Christine.
Yeah. I've got mine up on my wall. Yeah. My Roots, cool. You know, up there with my Vanessa Williams, two people that I don't listen to, but I have them proudly displayed. We were watching Pop Culture Jeopardy last night. The latest three episodes dropped.
Okay.
I believe it's episodes 17, 18, 19 or 18, 19, 20, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong about this, but I think I'm right. I believe a listener by the name of Ryan and his wife, Lauren, were one of the teams.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And so if you're listening to this, please confirm that.
Yeah.
If you are a Platinum member, maybe I'll bring it up again on Monday's show. So if he's not a Platinum. But I want to say they might have even been at Parcastathon.
Oh, cool.
Like they're because Danielle goes, hey, I think we know that guy. And I go, he's a Never Not Funny fan. And then she started talking. I go, and so is she. And then they're married.
That's wild.
And so I think that, yeah. And they, spoilers, they did very well.
Oh, cool. I'm taking a peek in the chat to see if anybody in the chat knows what's up. Maybe one of them is in there.
It looks like they're episode 21, if that means anything to you.
Oh, so 19, 20, 21 dropped.
Because Ryan, Lauren, it's the contestants, Bugsy Mogis.
Yeah,
Bugsy. Ryan, Lauren, and Eric.
Yeah, Eric's the third wheel.
Hmm.
Okay.
Every team's got that third guy, that third person. Hey, we're good at trivia. Let's just get a friend to fill out the team.
I find it. I was watching one the other day. You know, I'm only like four or five in or something, but it was so uncomfortable how there was like a guy, a woman, and a guy, and every time they had to like make a decision about wagering in a Daily Double or discuss anything, the woman would turn to one guy and act like the other guy wasn't there. Right. I'm like, include him. Like, and then this team won, and when they won, she gave the guy that she couldn't stop consulting with a huge hug, and the other guy's just there. But then the two guys kissed, and I was like, maybe they're a couple, and she's his brother or she's the sister of one of the guys. I could not figure out the relationship.
Colin jokes, he makes a joke on one of these episodes where he's like, the game show within a game show, where you try to guess who's the third wheel. It's he's getting progress. We're watching him get better.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't hosted a game show before. Mm. So we literally watched him day one
yeah.
hosting a game right. show. Now he's on episode 21, and he's much better at 21
that makes sense.
Than he was at one.
He's a talented guy. Yeah. You assume he would figure it out. And...
Yeah, he's getting looser. He's becoming more himself.
Yeah, and figuring out what, how much or how little to be myself yes. in this moment. Like, there's probably a little bit of thought to, I don't want to be overly, this isn't a comedy show, it's a game show, like I should maybe restrain myself a little bit, but still have fun.
Yeah, but
it's a hard
they
balance.
They hired him because he's funny.
Sure, but even then he might have, and look, the it's not regular Jeopardy, so it may be a little less crazy, but the Jeopardy fan base is crazy, and they went nuts on Mayim Bialik. They went nuts on every other person that came through there to audition. I think they're probably even harsh on Ken, even though he's great.
They all wanted Ken.
Yeah.
They all wanted Ken, so mm-hmm. when anybody else was involved, they
right.
just hated everybody.
Yeah.
Even if some others were good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did hear, you know, because I have people in the game show world, that the behind-the-scenes chatter was that... nobody was as good as Ken.
Yeah.
Even, you know, even other really good hosts.
He's perfect for it.
He's perfect for it.
Even, like, he's perfect at the job itself, but even putting that aside, on paper, he's the perfect host.
He's allowed to get away with things that I would not have, or me, Mike Siegel, a talking, just a person hired,
right.
would not be able to do the, and then, and finally, ghosts. Oh, no. Like he says that, he gets away with it. I say it, they would be the Jeopardy, like you say, the nuts would be like, I don't know, he's not showing respect for the game. Ken's built into the game.
Yes.
He's part of the Jeopardy family for life.
Yep.
It's such an interesting thing. I wonder if it's happened in any like reality shows like your Survivors and so forth, where the contestant becomes the host. Like, I can't think of another instance of that.
Well, there
sort
was.
Of thing.
It's interesting you say that. There was a girl named Jenna who was on like season two of Survivor, and there was talk after like season 10 that Jeff Probst was going to leave, and that she was going to be the new host. And well, clearly that's never happened,
right? Because why would you leave that?
Why
gig?
Would you leave that gig? Of course,
get to travel.
Why did Alex Trebek leave? You don't leave good gigs.
I have some bad news.
What?
Yeah. What? Matt?
He passed away sadly.
But he had Jeopardy money.
No longer with us.
Jeopardy money.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I thought that celebrities with at that level of fame can't die.
Can't die.
It's like
they go and hang out with Elvis.
It's like the rich guys who have the private firefighting services. It's like they have their own medicine that's different than our medicine.
Yeah, their embalming fluid's a little bit different. Yeah.
Still wondering if John Hamm has reached that level yet, where he gets the celebrity healthcare.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he gets celebrity healthcare.
I think he does.
I mean, I'm watching a show called Landman, and he had a heart attack in that, and it's unclear whether he's surviving or not. Spoiler. So I don't know. I mean, it's. Landman seems real to me.
No, it's not a documentary, Elliot. It's
no? Yeah, it's I know you have a little confusion between the terms of
that. You know, the other guy's that guy from Sling Blade. Why would you think it's a documentary?
Oh, I didn't recognize him because
he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
he has trimmed down, hasn't he? Yeah. Since those
he's got a hairpiece or whatever.
Yeah, that he chooses. He wears that like a hat. sometimes you see him in that hairpiece. Other times you don't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe his head gets cold.
He's my age, right?
I don't know.
I think he's younger than we think
Billy
he
Bob
is.
Thornton? Well, yeah, maybe that's true.
I've said before how we listen to I listen to the radio in the morning, and there's this thing called the age game where they
guess
the celebrities. Today, one of them was Jim Carrey. What do you think?
Huh. I think Jim Carrey is exactly my age. I think he's 58. I think he'll be 59 this year.
So
that's my guess.
4 or 5 years older than me. Yeah. I might make him a little older, maybe 7 years older than me. But no, I guess he's not over.
Give a number.
I'll go 60.
Oh, he's going 60.
I think I guessed 56. He's 63.
Oh, wow. I should have kept going.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, right? I mean, I guess.
Well, I was trying to think of when he was on In Living Color.
Yeah, that was.
He was a little older than me.
91, 92.
Because I was aspiring to do improv and stuff like that, but he was already.
Yeah.
Professional.
He was doing it.
Yeah.
I just kind of, with people like that, I'm always like, yeah, they're probably kind of roughly Jimmy's age. Like, that's kind of what I always think in my head.
No, he's older.
He's older. I guess he must have been older when look, he was in that vampire movie in the 80s.
That's true.
He was also in that sitcom Duck Factory.
So, what? Jimmy.
There was a sitcom called The Duck Factory, I think it was called. They were an animation
thing. I want to say, who else was in it? Not Holland Taylor, but who was the one? Damn it. How old is Billy Bob Thornton, Elliot?
So you thought maybe he was around your age.
That was my guess.
Around your actual age or your physical age?
Well, my physical age is 55.
Oh, is he like 67 or something?
He's 69.
Damn. Billy Bob Thornton, 69 years old?
Yes, sir.
Maybe that was the thing. He's older than we thought he was.
Yeah, he was found success later.
That was
life.
What it was. Yeah. That's
and that's why he's so grounded.
You know what? If he needs to wear a hairpiece, let him. That's right. What I say.
I have the Duck Factory from 1984. Factory.
What year?
1984.
84.
Wow. Yeah. Jim Carrey plays Skip Tarkenton.
Mm-hmm.
What information else do you want?
Give me some more cast members.
So let's see.
I want to say Jack Gelford is one of them.
Yes.
This was an American.
Wait, I'm right about Jack Gelford?
Jack Gilford.
Gilford, yeah.
I'll give you the bullseye on that.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a network sitcom.
Wow.
Yeah. That I loved because Jim Carrey was hysterical. As a comic.
At the time you've...
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. So I don't know if this is alphabetical or whatever. This is the...
Just read the fucking list.
There's Jay Tarsus or Jay Tarsus.
Okay, keep going.
Julie Payne.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this person you might recognize the name of, Teresa Genzel.
Yes, Teresa Genzel is. I see her at the game show parties that I go to.
There you go. And then Clarence Gilliard.
No,
was a black gentleman. Don Messick.
No.
And then I assume the love interest, based on the photo, Nancy Lane.
Wow, I thought there was a Holland Taylor type on there.
Well, let me that was just what came with Google, so let me see what IMDb has to say.
Oh, this guy doesn't want to fucking use the DB either.
It just comes up. It just shows up, so I use that.
There's a tool for
all the answers. Look, I have a laptop right here. Why don't I just look it up?
Look, guys.
It's too late now. He's already
there. He's already in there. He already knows DB.
Barry Corbin. Yeah, everybody else is just one episode. Those are the only people who are.
Including Barry Corbin?
No, Barry Corbin not. Barry Corbin was one episode.
Oh.
And all the people who I've mentioned, those are the series regulars.
I like Barry Corbin as an actor.
I have no idea who that is.
You do. If you saw his face, you would know who he is instantly. He's really good. He's good actor, good character actor. I could see him having been the boss.
But he's only on one episode, so.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm saying I could have seen him.
Sure.
That guy?
Look up a young photo of him. those old photos aren't going to be helpful. There he is. You know that guy.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Always played like a Southern guy.
He's in No Country for Old Men. He's an urban cowboy.
Yep.
He's on Tulsa King.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
I would have bet money he died 10 years ago. Speaking of which, somebody died this week that I thought died 20 years ago. Who died? Not Bob Uecker. He died today. Sad to hear that. Mm. Or yesterday.
And maybe David Lynch. My friend texted me, but I didn't see anything else about it.
You saw no you've seen no other information online. Is your friend working at a funeral home and giving you behind-the-scenes info?
No.
Who died this week that I seriously thought died, I'm not fucking around, 20 years ago? I want to say a female.
Yeah, David Lynch passed away.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Did you like his movies?
I did. I wasn't like a huge fan.
What were they?
Blue Velvet's great.
I liked Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Breathless,
did.
Is that him? The Richard Gere movie?
I don't know about that.
What's the Mulholland Drive? Is that him?
Mulholland Drive.
I liked that.
Yeah. He made a movie that was not a David Lynchy type movie that was good called The Straight Story. It was that old man who drove a tractor like across a whole state to get to something.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Eraserhead was like his early.
No, that's not for me.
He made the original Dune movie, which was
that wasn't for me
crazy.
Either.
Crazy. What did he do? Oh, Twin Peaks, obviously.
That wasn't for me either.
And then the movie. I
guess it wasn't for me. I mean,
he was a very, from things I've seen that have talked about how he approached film, he was kind of like a filmmaker's filmmaker. Like he was doing things to kind of go outside of what we consider the standard.
He made art films. And then like, I think over time was like sort of working within Hollywood to make art films that were maybe somewhat palatable to the public. But yeah.
I mean, I liked Blue Velvet. I liked Mulholland Drive. I didn't leave there going, bleh.
I mean, Mulholland Drive is just insanity. Like I don't remember understanding any of it as much as it was just kind of like.
I'm not so sure I understood Blue Velvet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm looking at here.
Who died this week?
So did we acknowledge or know that Linda Lavin?
Yes, we
that
lost
happened
the great
over
Lindelof.
The over the break. Yes. Yeah, we didn't really talk about it, but condolences to I know
his son is a her son is a listener.
Yeah,
so I messaged him.
Oh, good.
So he tried his hardest to get her on this program.
Mm.
Yeah. Boy, I was going to do a joke, and now I can't. Feel like I want to, but I think were you thinking of Perry, the real life donkey that inspired the donkey from Shrek?
I wasn't, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, okay. How about Peter Yarrow?
No.
I
want to say it's a woman.
So you say it's a woman,
but I could be wrong.
Well, there's is a General Hospital soap opera person.
No, but Leslie Charlson.
Leslie Charlson.
Yeah, we lost her.
Yeah. Other women. I met
Leslie Charlson once when I lived in Pasadena. She pulled up and asked for directions. And I out in front of my apartment on Del Mar. And I remember going, oh, my God, I watch you every day at 2 o'clock. I leave the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. I come home and watch General Hospital. Then I go to the Warehouse Records. What are you doing here? Why do you need directions? What's going on? You're not a real person.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
That's what happened. I'm going to be honest. Now that we're this far removed from this, and maybe I've said this before, but I know I've said it to myself. When Jason Thompson was on the show, and he was on the show twice because we had that technical screw up,
yep.
And he did Parcastathon once. Him being on this show made me not watch soap operas anymore because he's a human being.
They're human beings.
It truly. I'm a fucking moron. It broke the fourth wall for me. I knew they were actors. I understood that. I know Jack Wagner, but even though Jack Wagner I had met,
yeah.
Jack Wagner seemed like a star to me,
mm-hmm.
whereas Jason Thompson was, to me, I'm fucking dumb, he was Patrick on General Hospital.
Yeah.
And so then for him to be a regular guy going, oh yeah, then my honeymoon, we did this, then we did that, it's like, no.
You were working in the night shift.
You were at the ER.
Yeah.
But it ruined it. It broke the fourth wall. Who died?
Terry Garr?
No.
In October?
It's this past week.
Yeah, I'm not. I've looked at three different pages,
right.
And
it doesn't matter.
I don't think I'm finding it.
It so doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling myself that. It does not matter.
Fair enough.
By the way, that streaming sale went very well.
Good.
So nice. A lot of items moved.
Cool.
Not a lot of money came in.
Well, that's
how.
That was the premise behind that.
Yes.
It basically was, for those that are listening to the live stream, those that are listening post, and that are mad that they were not listening during the live stream, it was just something fun to do for the people that are at the live stream each time. It basically was our equivalent of just pay shipping.
Yeah.
And yep. To get rid of some excess. And probably didn't get rid of everything, but just a little bit of fun. That's it. And I'm sorry for anybody that was not listening to that. It was truly just a 1 hour, flash sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I bought something earlier that day.
Okay.
You got 25% off.
Yep.
Right? The things are still...
You never know what we're going to do on a stream. We always do next to nothing.
Right?
But there. Sometimes...
Also, it's a way to... Now, do I show up next month? What are they going to do next month? Will it be a bigger sale? Will it be 90% off? It could be. It could very well be.
If there are still things a month from now.
Maybe you should have started at 50 and then gone to 75.
Yeah. Probably should have done that. That's probably something that should have happened. Not too smart.
Who wants to play sevens?
Let's take some phone calls and play sevens.
Sure.
Why not, huh, Elliot?
Why not?
By the way, that last show was a breeze without Garen. Can we agree?
Was it, though? Because
no.
I did not do my Garen's job properly.
Yeah. No, we always joke that he's the glue that holds this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
But oddly enough, it did fly by. I was listening to a How to Survive on the way in. How to Survive Bedbugs was the episode.
Yeah.
And
just even you saying that made me
don't like the term.
Then listen to the episode. No, you will not like it at all.
I can't.
Although they were very, very funny.
Nice.
As they always are.
As always, yeah. You guys know you can call in now.
Yeah, give us a call. 591-ROCK, 591-ROLL.
They didn't know that.
Or the other number that Matt gave you earlier.
Yeah. It's 818-863-6634.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call. We're going to play sevens.
Seven.
A little chit-chat and a little sevens.
Is anyone still listening to us?
What happened? The sale's over? Everybody bailed?
Yeah, no, there's still a lot of people in there.
Maybe they're afraid of sevens, or they're trying to see if they have sevens on their phone, which I don't.
They don't need to have it.
We'll be giving.
We'll give.
Yeah. So don't worry about that.
We will give.
Yeah. By the way, the developer of Sevens recently re-upped it for us.
So what does that mean?
Well, at a certain point, it had maybe expired from the stores, and so people couldn't find it, so they re-upped it.
Oh.
So we thank you for that. I don't remember.
Do we have to do anything for that? And I mean, no.
No.
I appreciate this guy doing that, but, I mean, should we be helping out in some way on that?
I don't think there's a money component, maybe it's $100. I don't think it's a money component.
No, you can cover that then for all we've done for him. What about re-upping some of the categories, refreshing those? Is there any talk of that? Elliot, I don't have time. I must take this phone call.
But Jimmy, I have all these things to say.
I've got
to
take this
call. I've got so much to say, Jimmy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Josh Day.
Oh, fuck.
Now, wait a minute. Did the chat conspire to let you get in? Because this is unusual that you would get through.
No, the chat hates me.
Well, add another name to that list. Josh, we busted your balls quite a bit on the last episode with Justin McKinney because you're friends with Justin. But you texted. You're a good sport about it. And as I said on the show, a good man helping out with Parcassathon, a funny man. We appreciate you.
No, I know. It was just Justin throwing me under the bus. That's all right. I'm used to it. No big deal. But I appreciate the kind words.
You think he threw you under the bus? You told the story how you couldn't follow him.
That part was accurate, but the live Never Not Funny, he absolutely agreed to do it. You guys both had the same booking agent at the time.
That's true.
I just got a little excited. It was never approved. I got real excited to have you all in the same room. I blew it. That's all there is to it. And then you did reprimand me, and I got very scared that my hero was mad at me.
Well, first of all, I'm not mad at you. The only reason I'm mad at you is that you're apparently calling us on the new Campbell's phone. Is that a soup can? You sound like shit. Doesn't that sound horrible?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, it's significantly better.
Did you take us off your microphone dangling from a White Castle ceiling?
I think the sound gets lost in his facial hair.
Best connection.
What? All right, Josh, I can't play sevens with you.
Hold on, Josh, let me get your side of the story, because I only half read what you wrote in the chat. Was that literally your first time doing stand-up that you had to follow Justin?
Yes, yeah. So I, and like you said, it was at this little dive bar in Salisbury, Mass., and I was very, very nervous to do it, obviously. And they told me I was next, and I'm like, all right, I'm like hyping myself up, ready to go. And it's a pretty good crowd that night, so I was anxious, and literally like, all right, our next guy. And I'm walking towards the stage, and then they say, has been on the Tonight Show twice. And I said to myself, don't think that's me. And I just slowly backed away.
That's great.
But I do want to just want to clarify. Justin was all nervous to tell that story, which I think is very funny because he's, you know, he likes to keep nice and clean and nice and measured and balanced. But it wasn't that crazy of a joke that he told.
No.
But he did tell, he told that whiskey dick joke. And then I went up, and the first thing I ever said on stage was, they introduced me as Josh Day, but in most circles I go by Whiskey Dick. And it got a big laugh, and it was based off of something he said. And afterwards he came up to me and was super nice to me. So it actually all worked out. But yeah, it was wildly terrifying in the beginning.
Yep. That's funny.
Boy, oh boy. First times on stage. You know, my first time on stage, I heckled the headliner before I went up.
They had
the open micers go up after the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
And the headliner did a thing where he was talking about boobs. And talking about boobs at length.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find the funny and not successfully doing it.
Yeah.
And he goes, I think I've been on this topic too much. I said, yeah, you're really milking it. Boob joke.
Yep,
and the place went fucking nuts.
Right.
Like that got the big laugh.
Right.
And then I went up and did my stand up and got laughs.
Yeah.
Not laughs.
Right.
Did okay. My heckle killed.
Of course.
And then of course, then once I did my second and third open mic, I realized, oh, dickhead, you yelling out, you're milking it. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be yelling out.
Right.
Because at that point, I've been to a total of two comedy shows, Jay Leno and Stephen Wright. So I didn't know really the comedy club etiquette.
Yeah.
Just like every other dummy, I saw what I saw on TV, and I think that the two guys in the balcony and the Muppets are the right way to behave at a comedy show.
Hey! You're really milking it.
I went one night, and those two guys were quiet.
Whoa.
Yeah, very respectful.
Was it right after 9/11?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was October of 2001. They were very respectful.
Yeah. They chilled out a little bit after that national tragedy.
I just got a text from our friend of the show, Scott Kramer. Calls aren't going through. Now, does that mean they're not going through because we're on with Josh?
That's true right now. But yeah. I think before Josh got through, it seemed like there was a pile up. I think if too many people call at the same time, just nothing happens.
Like that that website the other day where there was the
from the fire.
Yeah, yeah, where we all tried to go to the website at the same time and crashed the site.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which I believe, and I don't want to make light of it, I believe that caused another fire.
Oh my God!
I believe the server caught on fire.
Oh,
and
no.
Started the server fire.
What makes sense?
Yeah.
Well, we do have
I feel very lucky to have made it through, so thank you.
Yeah, you're a big winner here. You're not going to play sevens.
He's not?
No, he's a friend of the show.
I'm not?
No, no, strangers play sevens. Friends don't. Goodbye. That's my rule. Strangers play, friends don't.
That's fine. That makes sense. I, if no one's getting through, I can just start calling some of the numbers that have
Blocked. Let's see if it opens up. Let's see if
Finally, there was a bunch of ringing that happened at the same time. So,
yeah, let's see if we'll give it a shot. Elliot and I in the break took a little walk over to the 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what happened at the register. I did not say anything, and Elliot said, hey, thank you for that. I guess I'm buying.
Oh, he presumed.
Uh-huh.
Huh,
that was interesting because I put it down and then you started taking out your wallet.
You were next in line as far as I was concerned.
I see.
And then the next thing I know, full disclosure, I was about to say, I got this. I was going to say that. Yeah. But when you said, hey, thank you for that. I'm like, I don't remember. Did I say it? I don't remember saying it.
Seems I mean,
like
for the listener, when we do doubles like this, every single time.
That's true.
You end up buying what we get.
100%. I'm making content.
Okay, but you know, I just don't want people.
You're an asshole.
Elliot's a precog. He's living 7 seconds in the future.
Yeah, kinda.
No, not kinda. You're not. Hello, this is Jimmy. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm calling for the Whitesnake tickets.
Well, then you called the wrong place, baby. We got White Lion tickets.
Oh no, I hate that band.
Well, then, you know what? I don't love them either. That wait song when the children cry, they're okay. He's whiny, that guy.
Yeah, if I had to choose one to go see, it would be Whitesnake.
Whitesnake's terrific.
Yeah, I don't want to see either of them, honestly. But
oh no, Whitesnake's great. I saw them live several times. Very good. If you like that music, if you don't like
that
music,
I want that Tawny Katane rolling around on the.
No, she doesn't do that. Who the fuck is this guy? Get him off. Hang up.
He hasn't even introduced himself.
I'm done. Goodbye. You're done. I don't need your Whitesnake humor.
When you went to that show. Were you with somebody or did you go again on your own?
That's fine.
I'll alone. I couldn't fucking.
Here I go again on my own. Walking down the only road I've ever known.
That guy was very similar to Jimmy Page. I mean, Robert Plant.
Oh, yeah. Robert Plant. Early in his David Coverdale's career, Robert Plant did not care for him, thought he was ripping him off.
Yeah. But then did they eventually work together or something? I feel like there was something happened.
No, David Coverdale ended up working with Jimmy Page.
That's what it was. Coverdale Page. Yeah, which is very confusing.
Which is basically like just a Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But I liked both David Coverdale. Guy I just made up, Copperfield, David Coverdale.
Character in
I want that guy to know that that's the thing we do. We hang up on people from time to time for humor.
If he doesn't know that, then he should go fuck himself.
Yeah. No, he didn't know not to make those Whitesnake jokes.
Should I call one of these numbers?
Don't call that one.
I don't know which one it was anymore.
Yeah, call a number. I see what's happening, though.
Yeah,
it looks like they're all going right to...
Here we go.
Here we go. Hey, this is Jimmy. Who's this? Same guy.
Hello?
Oh, it's a lady. Hello, lady.
Hi.
Hello, my lady. What is your name?
Hazel.
Oh, Hazel. I don't know if we talked to you before, and if we did, I'll tell you the same thing I said last time. I love the name. I love it.
Thank you.
Don't you love that? I love the
name,
Hazel.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a nice name.
I love that show when I was a kid, too, starring the great Shirley Booth as Hazel. It was a very comforting show for me as a child. Not sure why, but it was. Hazel, where do you live?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio. Everything's down. Uh-oh. That's dangerous. Did I ever date a Hazel? No, I did not. All my exes are down there. You know that, Hazel. Be careful.
I do, yes.
And you're in San Antonio? Can't say
yes,
it.
Yes, I am.
I'm not going to say it.
You have to close the loop, Jimmy. It's
suck my bonio!
There you go.
Now, that's of course, I'm quoting the great Ted Nugent, who, let's be honest, we've talked about this before, has been suspiciously quiet since the election. Like, we have not heard from Ted Nugent. And they announced the inauguration lineup. And again, this episode will probably drop after the inauguration. But he's not on it. It's Carrie Underwood, which tells me I don't have to listen to her anymore.
God.
It's Kid Rock.
Yeah.
It's the Village People, because that guy somehow now claims the Village People were never for the gay world.
I think
world.
There's only one original member left, and he's, I guess, a right-winger.
But he wasn't 4 years ago.
Kimmel was going through. He's like, look at the track titles on this album. It's like, yeah, not just YMCA and In the Navy, but it was just like,
no, it's fuck your buddy.
Yeah, bathhouse this. And
yeah, yeah, it's this guy's rewriting history, because if he's straight, he's the most over-the-top homophobic idiot in the world. Like, we're not gay.
It's really, I mean, he has to be aware, even if none of them were gay, which isn't true, like, or I don't know what's true, but like, he has to know what his fan base is.
They make their money in the gay world,
right?
And that's like, they go to the gay nightclubs and perform. That's their right. And they're not going to be welcome now.
Right.
What, Elliot?
So I would have thought that Nugent would have like the inside track to be like Secretary of the Interior or head of the ATF or something like
right?
that.
Yeah, good yeah. call.
Good All right. Call. So this is what Jimmy Kimmel pointed out. The album is called Cruisin'.
Right.
which means something.
You got YMCA. You got I'm a Cruiser.
Okay.
You've got Hot Cop. Sorry. You've got My Roommate. Oh, wait. This isn't the full album. I don't know what this maybe this is the one. Yeah. I mean, look, Macho Man, obviously.
Right. Stand by, Hazel.
San Francisco. That's the name
yes,
of a song.
They were gay icons. They're gay icons.
Fire Island is a track.
Right. That means ass.
So much like my father, this person who's in the band didn't know what their band was about.
Right.
He knows what it's about. He's just apparently had some weird... As white men get older, now think that they're afraid of immigrants, and he's changing history to fit his needs.
Yeah,
and he's basically going to end his career, because I'll tell you what, MAGA ain't going to a Village People concert.
I don't know if he has a career. I think this is more just like, hey, this nut bar has embraced this one song of ours, and
had a career performing at gay nightclubs.
Yeah, but even in 2025, you think?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't think I would have thought any gay under the age of 50 would not give a shit about the Village
They're
people.
Going to elderly gay nightclubs. Hazel, what do you do down there in San Antonio?
I help coordinate events. But actually, I wanted to say just thank you to Never Not Funny for three great TV shows that y'all introduced me to last year.
What did we introduce you to?
One was Reboot. I don't know if that was last year, but it was somewhat in the recent past.
Great show.
The other was Northern Exposure, speaking of Barry Corbin earlier.
Ah!
And the last is Columbo.
Oh.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Well, I'll take credit for that, because I was in early on Columbo before it became a thing.
Yeah.
Northern Exposure, who's the jerk that turned you on to that? Why do you believe it? Why do you like it? It's unwatchable, Hazel.
I love it. It's so good.
It loves it. God damn it. I've never hated a show more.
Wait, what? It did. Was that Elliot? Were you recommending it?
No. It was a female guest who claimed you couldn't get it.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm watching Pushing Daisies right now, but that's neither here nor there.
No, it isn't.
Didn't need to be brought up.
I mean, I like it.
And
a lot of friends with the show in it.
I have a Columbo question for Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Because I just finished like the original run that's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I started watching the first two from, I guess, the latter half.
The 80s?
And they're not, and they're not as good. So I'm wondering, is it worth it to stick to it, or should I just stop now?
It's worth it because they're still better than other cop procedural shows like that. But they are not good. They are very 80s. They're very MTV Miami Vice slick looking with a sign. Mm. And they're not as well written. They're not as subtle.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's
but
the
that
vibe
said,
I was getting.
If I would watch it just to be a completist.
Okay.
A Columbo completist. Hazel, are you married?
Not yet. I am engaged.
Oh, when's the big day?
Don't know yet, but hopefully sometime this year.
I hope so too. What's this person's name?
Guillermo
and Hazel. Let me do my joke. Ready? Hey, where'd you guys meet? Weirdname.com? Come on, right out of the act, Hazel. You're welcome. How long you been with this? I'm going to say it. This is illegal. Wow. I'm going to say it.
10 years.
Wait, 10 years?
Holy shit.
Did he just get the green card? Why are we finally making this official?
I guess this will air after Trump takes off.
Seemed like a good thing to do.
Well, it sounds like a terrific. Guillermo and Hazel, I love it. It sounds like young love down there in San Antonio. All right, you want to play sevens, Hazel?
I'll do my best.
All right, do you want to play with me, Matt, or Elliot? You get a choice.
Let's play with Jimmy.
All right. Makes sense. I already had my phone in my hand. I knew that answer.
Yeah.
All right, so what category do you want? Do you know the categories?
Refresh my memory, please.
More than happy to do it. And then, by the way, and I mean this very sincerely, if you hear the categories and go, oh, I'm better at 90s music, I'll go with Matt, it will not hurt my feelings. In fact, I think you should do that.
Okay.
If that's, so here you got. You got movies, TV, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, 70s music, 80s music, 90s music, 2000 music, stand-ups, superheroes, music, hip-hop, horror movies, action movies, comedy movies, rom-coms, award winners. Never Not Funny Guests, Never Not Funny Music.
Okay, let's do 2000s music.
Okay, and who would you like to play with on that? Because I'm telling you in advance, it should not be me.
Okay, maybe Matt then?
I would pick Matt for that.
Matt is better than...
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be Elliot. Elliot doesn't know music that's in his own home.
I just don't remember the names of things.
Yeah, 2000s music is rough.
And I don't know,
could be tricky, yeah.
Yeah, but I think you got a better chance of not shooting the bed than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
All right, here we go, Hazel. You know how it works. He's going to give you the clues, and you have to get it as quickly as you can.
Back. I pressed everything. Where is 2000s music?
There's also NNF. There's actually just a category for Never Not Funny.
Yeah, we suck at that somehow. Weird.
Because you never remember anything once we leave.
That's different than Never Not Funny Guests.
Right, yeah.
Fair.
All right, here it comes, here Hazel. Go.
And
all right.
3, 2, 1. Miley Cyrus's big hit when she was a kid around the United States. Yeah. She does like acrobatics in concert. Her hair color is her name. Yeah. Flo Rida's big song. It's not high, but
low.
Yeah. One Republic had a song called this. I didn't know that, but it's telling me, the screen is telling me that Yeah, I didn't know it either. This is another rapper. It's actually a word that gay people like to use to describe nice things that are, well, never mind. This is a country artist, I think, I assume. I don't know anything about
Keith Urban.
Nope. This was a sort of indie band. They're named after a shirt you would wear underneath a dress shirt.
Oh, okay.
Plain white tees.
Yeah. Okay, so
you guys started very strong.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Actually.
Although we still only got 5 because of the delay and everything, we get low points for the ones we even got.
Sure, but that's gonna be true for everyone.
But the One Republic song was called "Apologize."
No,
anybody?
Oh, yeah.
The rapper who I was trying to get you to with the off color gay comment I made was Fabulous. And then the country artist was Gavin DeGraw. Don't know anything about him.
Oh, he's not a country guy. He is. He opened up for the Hootie and the Blowfish. He's
okay.
He had one huge
was
hit.
Was he on American Idol, maybe?
Maybe.
Anyway, and then Plain White Tees, as Jimmy said. Plain White Tees was the last one.
So you guys got 5 points?
We got 5. You know what? Under the circumstances, the category...
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
I think the category was a huge mistake, Hazel. I really do.
I think Hazel would probably do better in that category with another person of her, what I assume is her generation.
She seems younger than us, but yet likes this program.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I appreciate
that. For all ages. Yeah. Well, Hazel, I wish you and Guillermo a lot of luck.
Yeah, best wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Also great to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, too. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for supporting. Appreciate it.
Bye. Yeah, I was a little quick on that.
A little quick on the trigger there.
Slightly quick.
I just want to throw this out. So last year, Village People, 8 shows on set list.
Oh, that's it.
So that's it.
And where are the... Give me the venues.
Oh.
Not right now. I got to take this call.
Yeah, sure.
You know...
Hello, this is Jimmy.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Another...
Take off the towns.
Two ladies in a row here. How are you, Jackie?
I'm doing great. How you doing, guys?
Good. Where are you calling from, Jackie?
I am deep in the Inland Empire in Southern California, like next to Hemet.
Okay.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah.
What's Hemet next to?
How much time it next to? Okay, we're Riverside County. How about that?
Okay, all right. Don't you condescend to me, Jackie. You heard me. I hung up on somebody earlier. I'll hang up on you, too. I don't know how you have a shittier connection than the other guy. This is horrible.
She's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, are you in a meth warehouse? I mean, right? That's Riverside County. That's all they do out there. They make meth.
During the day, I work at a meth warehouse, but okay. I'm working from home today.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Work out of the back door so the kids don't see. Are you married, Jackie?
I'm living in sin with my partner of about 10 years.
Another 10 partner. What's the partner's name?
Danny.
Adult with a child's name.
Yeah. Is that the guy from Greece? Did he go to high school in the 50s?
Yes.
Oh, is it Danny Zuko?
It's true. Okay. His given name is Melvin, so between the two.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. How does Danny, is Danny his middle name?
Yeah, Daniel, yeah.
I don't care for you correcting me on that. Honestly, Jackie
is
that,
really on your ass.
That is two. You got two strikes, Jackie. Do you understand that? There's going to be a third. What do you do when you say you know, what are you working from home? What do you do, Jackie?
I work in logistics I work for H&M, the retail.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what I call H&M, right? Hit and miss. You never know what you're going to get there. Sometimes they got great stuff, sometimes they don't. It's all logistics.
I think the logistics are top notch. I think maybe just the seamsters, tailors.
Seamsters are those people that murder you if you don't. Don't join the union, right?
Sure. They'll bury you under a football stadium.
Right, isn't that the rumor about the... Jackie, the Inland Empire. So you guys, you're not... Is that close to that Altadena fire, or is it far enough away? It's far enough away.
No, we're way far away. Nowhere close.
I don't know if Hemet is next to
Altadena. I'm like between...
She's south and east of them.
Like, I'm like maybe an hour away from Palm Springs, if that helps. Okay, yeah. Not even an hour, yeah. My mom corrected me.
So, like, are you, but you're closer to L.A., like, you're west of Palm Springs?
I'm terrible with directions.
Okay. Do you want to put your mom on the phone? Maybe mommy can help you, Jackie.
I'm going to look it up.
It's only 90 minutes for us to get to Palm Springs, so... Where's Hemet?
But you get to cut around. Yeah, I don't know.
Matt's pulling it up on a map since you seem to be very unhelpful on where you live.
I've only lived here for a couple of years. Yeah,
she's west.
I used to live in Whittier. Does that help?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I see. She's
where's she at?
Right.
She's west of Palm
Springs.
Here's
Palm Springs. Where's Hemet?
Is it between the 15 and Palm Springs or on this side of the 15?
Between the 15 and Palm Springs.
So I crossed the 15 to get to Hemet.
That would be correct. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. She's near 29 Palms? You're near 29 Palms?
Well, 29 Palms is on the other side.
It's all out there, yeah.
She's literally giving up on trying to explain to you where this is.
You know what?
More local California talk. Let's do it.
I hope you're near a fault line and the fucking goes into a crevasse.
Do you know San Jacinto? That.
No, I don't know anything. Okay.
That's where I live. That's my city.
Wait, what is?
Oh, San Jacinto?
San Jacinto.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
You should have just said that. Why didn't you say that?
Yeah, why didn't you open with that? Instead of this Hemet bullshit that you had made us walk down.
You know, that's where they have the Scientology mansion for when L. Ron Hubbard
comes
back.
That's why we know that. That's right.
I didn't even know it was here until a couple years ago. It's wild. Like, I can see it from here. It's crazy.
Jeez.
That's where they keep the kid.
That's where Miss Cavage's wife is being held against her will, we think.
And that one guy just died, that whistleblower that hosted the show with Leah Remini. He just passed away. Mike Binder.
Oh, dear.
Right? Or Mike Rinder? What was his name?
I don't remember. Not the comedian Mike Binder.
No, that's Mike Binder.
All right. That's why it's not him.
Well, Jackie, you know, we're playing sevens. Would you like to play sevens?
Let's do it.
All right. You got a choice between me and Elliot. What category would you want, and who do you want to have be your partner?
Oh, man. Okay, repeat the categories for me.
Come on. That's worse than giving local California lore. I gotta get my.
Is there like a movies one?
I'll go through it. You got movies. You got TV shows. You got celebrities. You got music, sports, Broadway. We don't do food.
Okay, yeah, just do movies. Me and Jimmy, let's do movies.
Okay. Yep.
Wait, who? Me?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
She's your hero.
Oh, right.
Don't pick me.
Wait a minute.
There's only one. All right. If you don't want to win.
Does it help you if I go to Wordle? Because that's what I just did. So that's a good sign of things to come.
I mean, if you're going to lose, you should pick Jimmy anyway.
Okay. So what movies are we doing? Just movies?
Just movies.
Is that a category?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Up
Matt?
Top.
There's also
up
I mean,
near the top.
There it is. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Jackie. I'm turning it on. I'm sure you can hear that. Some noises. Start three. Here it comes, Jackie. Two, one. Here it comes. This is the young people's vampire movie with Kristen Stewart.
Twilight.
Yes. This is a Vietnam movie with Charlie Sheen. Oliver Stone directed it.
Platoon?
Yes.
No.
These are the awards that they give out each year for movies.
Oscars.
Yes. This is Mufasa, the original movie.
Lion King.
Yes. National Lampoon's Blank with Chevy Chase.
National Vacation.
Yes.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. This is the animated, an animated hair is a, never mind, next one. This is what they read from. The actors read from a?
Script.
Yes. 15.
That was good.
Very good.
What was the, hair?
Who framed Roger Rabbit? I got
lost. Oh, a hair.
She was still talking on vacation, so I couldn't.
Right.
So I blame Jackie for this.
Yeah, Jackie.
It's my fault.
15's a solid result.
15's pretty good, though. Let's be fair, though. Twilight, she got quickly. Platoon, Oscars. They were all very easy to get. We got twos and threes and four.
Yeah.
So, and then one with script. So 15's are a good showing.
Yeah.
Well done.
I mean, it wasn't, what is the Florida song? I mean, those 2000 musics were rough.
Yeah.
They were rough. I think even if you know those people, I think they're probably rough.
I mean, what's his name? Gavin?
I should have said Quick Draw Blank.
Yeah, you could have probably gotten away with that.
And then gone Jeopardy rules. If you say the last name, you got it.
Well, I would have accepted it. Well, Jackie, thanks for calling. You want to tell us how great we are before we go?
I'm a fairly recent subscriber. I came over from Ally and Bean, so
nice.
I'm enjoying it. I have a shameless crush on Matt, so this is a joy. Thank you.
Oh, a little crush on you, Matt.
Oh, my gosh. Shameless crush on Matt.
Well,
see,
then.
There's no shame right there.
Oh, I'm sorry that we couldn't. You couldn't play sevens with your love interest.
Hazel took it from me. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming over from Ally and Bean. Ally and Bean are terrific. I love Ally. I love Bean. And I appreciate that we do have some crossover with them. I think their listener base... I think both listener bases could merge,
yeah,
and everybody would be happy.
Yeah,
it'd be
pretty
sure.
Seamless. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being a not only a new convert to us, but also new that do join up for the platinum. We really appreciate it,
and to listen to the live stream, all that stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. My pleasure.
See you, Jackie.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, of course, she's going to listen to live stream. Her lover boy's on it. Gets to talk to her lover boy.
Wow.
Boy, Hazel blew it for Jackie by choosing Matt.
Oops.
Matt could have done movies with Jackie. The two of you could have held
hands. Like you
said,
those over the phone. Those clues were like those were good ones for getting good score. You don't know what you're going to get. But that's kind of the point, is like there's categories that are easier for most people. And movies, I think, would be one of those.
Can I tell you something comedically? Here's what I want to have happen comedically.
Yeah.
The next person that plays with Elliot, no more calls. we don't get a single call.
So far, it's happening. And we are kind of running out of time.
No,
but
we got time.
We got some time.
We got enough time to play one more round.
Well, you wanted to hear, Jimmy.
Yes. The venues for the Village People
gigs.
Yeah,
okay. So the first venue in 2024 was in May. Buenos Aires, Argentina.
We got to take this call. We have to take this call, Elliot. Hello, this is Jimmy. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Three women in a row. Hello.
Unprecedented.
She hang up on us?
No.
Oh, hello?
No, I'm here.
Who's this?
Hi, Jimmy. This is Pam.
Hi, Pam. Pam Myers?
Hi. Yes.
Huh.
How did you know that?
I'll tell you why. Pam Myers, I believe, won. Did you win the auction for trivia?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
That's why. So it was just in my mind.
Uh-huh.
I also have my cousin's name is Pam Myers.
Oh.
So whenever I see Pam Myers' name, I immediately think it's my cousin. Then I realize it's not because my cousin doesn't care for the show.
Also spells and pronounces her name differently.
Yeah, there's also that. But when you're looking quickly at a list of names.
Sure.
Pam, where do you live?
In Burbank.
So we have to do trivia soon. I don't. We do that again. Do we do that at...
hey, maybe we go... If you're in Burbank, maybe we go to Brews Bros. They have trivia on Sunday nights.
I'm going to make even a better recommendation. Let's go to the one that Cole Stratton hosts.
Where's that?
That's on Tuesday nights in Burbank at the Something Inc. At the Something...
So this is probably an off-air conversation, but trivia historically has been Garen's...
Fuck him. He got a sore throat and he can go fuck himself.
This woman lives in Burbank. We'll go to her and play trivia. I'm not going to. You know what?
You didn't even let me ask my question.
Well, I'm not going to let you because I'm going to tell you what's going on here, buddy. We're going to Brews Brothers or we're going to go to Cole Stratton's joint because the food at Garen's place blows. And if I'm going to go and enjoy bar food and play trivia, I want to enjoy it.
You should do that. My question was, did the listing say we were all going to be there?
No, it just said Garen.
But if it's like Brews Brothers, I can walk to from my house. So if it's that close, I'm going. Like, I'll be
perfect.
There.
So Garen, if you're listening, you don't have to email Pam. I will do it.
Yeah, Garen's out. You know what? Garen's out. I don't even want him showing up. He's dead weight.
I literally just emailed Jimmy about this a few days ago. After the Sunday show came out, I just emailed to be like, hey, when are we doing that trivia thing? And also to recommend another show for you to watch.
What did you recommend? I don't watch... you're the one that recommended L.A. Law.
I did.
Yeah, so I did read that email. I mentioned on the episode that came out last night, I mentioned...
I haven't heard that yet.
We did talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I apologize. I haven't heard that yet. Some of this work.
A real fan would have listened to it.
in the 12 hours you've had.
Pam...
Sorry.
Here's the deal. Let's find out what time that trivia is at Brews Brothers on Sunday. Because here's the thing. If it's 7 o'clock on a Sunday, Danielle and Oliver will come too. Like we all love trivia and we all like eating.
Oh,
I'm 90% sure it's at 7.
Perfect, because I have a horrible memory and am probably terrible at trivia. So let's do it.
All right,
cool.
Let's have more people.
Yeah,
so
or the children.
Might be talented.
Well, here's the thing. Oliver, and whenever we play, Oliver and Dan, I this isn't fair. This is not fair to me, but I'll make this joke anyway. Oliver and Danielle carry the team.
Mm.
But they don't. Because I know music and I know geography, and they don't because they're stupid. They know things you actually need to learn. And
I want to know. I do. I'm curious about this Cole Stratton place, though. I want to know what he's doing.
I don't know. I'll look that up.
It's on Tuesday nights. This is off air.
Yeah, we figured it out later. We don't need to
figure it out. All right. So, Pam, you're stuck playing sevens with Elliot.
Yep.
I've done it before.
Oh,
have we?
At Flapper?
Yeah, at Flapper's, yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Well, you're going to
also laughed and stuck, but I'm fine with it. He did good. We did TV, I think.
All right. Yep. Well, I would do TV again because that seems to be the only thing he knows, other than conspiracy theories on the internet, fear mongering on the internet. He gets sucked into everything.
Is there a category called pedantry?
Yes.
All right. Let's see.
Well, actually,
that would be a good name for his book.
Actually.
Well. Actually. if I may, the name of his book would be To Be Fair.
To Be Fair.
To Be Fair. To Be Fair. Yes, that sounds correct.
I think, can I say this to you, Elliot, as a guy that I also get caught up in my little ticks and hooks? I would, for 2025, make it that you don't say that anymore.
I don't have the mental energy to do that, Jimmy.
That's your thing.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm putting it on you.
Oh, boy.
Is this an idea that you're floating, or is this a requirement of his job?
Oh, no, I'm just making comedy.
See if you could, for 2025, see if you could not say it in this room.
I mean, here's the thing. We all get caught up saying something over and over and over.
Sure.
And then you get caught saying it. Mm-hmm. I've done it myself, and I go, I got to stop saying blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I work hard to not say it.
Sure.
So you need to stop saying, To Be Fair. Not because I don't like hearing it, but because the listener hates it.
It's for your own good, Garen.
Garen. I can't be more clear. Garen's out.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. This is two shows in a row he's missed.
Same day.
He's out. All right. Pam, what category are you playing with Elliot?
TV. I thought.
Is there more specific TV?
I don't think so.
I don't remember what we did. I think there's just TV.
Just TV. I know you like LA Law.
Yeah, there's not an LA Law category, unfortunately.
Do you know General Hospital very well, Pam?
I do not.
Oh, I thought you said General Hospital. I thought you said that.
No.
Literally just
nobody
things.
Said that.
I'm hearing things, Pam. All right, here we go. Elliot,
tonight.
Stop talking. Go ahead, Elliot.
All right. We'll do it this way. Okay. So we're doing TV shows. Are you ready?
Okay. Ready.
Here we go. Actually, let me put my glasses on because
fair.
Got to be able to read.
Absolutely.
All right. And three. Oh, goodness gracious. Kate and?
Allie.
And the letter after F?
McBeal.
No. Pat Sajak hosts.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yep. Spock is on it.
Star Trek.
Yep. Singing show, the first one, Fox.
American Idol.
Yep. Oh, gosh. Urkel, I guess?
Good.
Family Matters.
Yep. John Hamm's famous role.
Don Draper.
Yep. And he jumps around in time. It's got Bakula. He's
Quantum Leap.
Yep.
Oh, hit it.
I did. You're not going to be happy with this.
16.
20.
20?
Wow.
Who's not going to be happy with that?
We're all very happy.
I can't be more clear about any game that happens in this room. I don't give a shit who wins, who loses. It's all for fun and content.
I was talking to Matt.
Yeah. That's
Look, as soon as I got a five, I knew this wasn't a contest. Like, it's not. To me, it's the callers who are competing. We're just facilitating it.
That's fair.
It's like pyramid. Like, the celebrities aren't like they might care if they win or lose, but they're just there to help the contestants play.
Let's be very honest. The second Hazel said 2000 music, she was losing.
Yeah,
it was over.
Yeah,
it was a mistake to pick that category. That category is a whiff in this room.
I'd like to hear her play that category with Guillermo, though.
I'd like to hear her fuck off.
Whoa,
I'd like to hear her fuck.
I thought that sentence was going somewhere.
You know what? I'll say it. I'd like to hear her fuck Guillermo.
Oh no, Jimmy.
I'd like to be in the room next to them.
Oh. I will say that we did get one wrong. We got 0-1. I couldn't remember who this guy was.
So it's Allie and then F.
Allie G.
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
Borat's character.
Sasha Baron Cohen's.
There we go.
First.
Yeah. I couldn't pull that thing.
Yeah.
Allie G. I like when half of it is going, what?
I get an update. The Inkwell Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
The Inkwell Tavern.
I don't know where that is, but I've heard of it.
It's if you get off, it's not far from the IKEA.
Okay.
Local.
Yeah. Oh, I can walk through that.
Okay. Great, Pam. I don't give a shit how you get there.
We all have walking distance locations.
Sure.
I'm going to be very clear so that nobody gets offended. I'll listen to anybody fuck in the next room. I'm in.
I don't know if that's less offensive. It's just
it's not offensive at all. I think it's flattering. I'd like to listen to you have sex. I'll say this. Not you two. I don't want to hear my friends do it.
Yeah, that's
strangers.
Strangers or people that I kind of sort of know.
Wow. Or celebrities.
I'm okay with that.
What about acquaintances?
Like Pam, somebody I don't know.
Right.
I'm in.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, you don't know Guillermo.
I don't know Guillermo at all.
No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even.
You don't know William.
I don't want to hear Pam fuck Guillermo because that would be mean to Hazel. Hazel doesn't need to have that happen.
Sure.
Poor Hazel. Why is Hazel getting cut loose?
She's not. This is just all in your sick head.
Sick or what you would do too.
No.
You would listen. What are you going to do? They're fucking in the next room. You're not going to listen?
I'm not going to plug my ears, but...
you're in the hotel. You hear it.
I'm not looking.
Sure. How long? Let's say it goes for an hour for a sake of argument. Do you listen for the whole hour? Do you leave the room? Do you listen for 5 minutes and go, okay, I'm done?
I think it's 5 minutes and then I try to get out.
Yeah, I'm done. Well, where do you go? What do you do? What if there's nothing?
Get some ice 20 times.
Down at LAX?
I'll say this. As a guy that's traveled a lot doing stand-up comedy and staying in not great hotels early in my career that have paper-thin walls.
Sure.
Nobody lasts an hour. So you don't have to. So you go, oh, they're going. You're like.
You know it'll be over.
And then, okay, good enough. We're all sleeping now? Good. Yeah. So. Nobody's last. Nobody's fucking in a hotel for romance. And certainly not a thin wall hotel.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's I met you at a bar. Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
And then I'll see you for pancakes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Well, that is nice.
Isn't it nice?
I thought they were kicking to the curb.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Depends. I don't know. Depends whose room it is, I guess.
Mm.
Hey, Pam, we'll get in touch soon. We'll do trivia.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Wait, you want to tell us how great we are before we go?
I mean, I feel like it's in all my emails, but I have to catch up on yesterday's show, apparently, for you to say that you hate L.A. Law. So I don't know, but genuinely, no, I love you guys. I really got listening during the pandemic.
Thank you.
And joined up at some point after that. And I know I've sent you several emails telling you how much I love you guys.
Pam, so. If I may, and I beg of you not to take this the wrong way. Too many emails.
Never.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't. No. I don't keep track. I'm kidding. It's 100% joke. It's a comedy show.
Yeah. No worries. I think I've sent you 2 emails in my whole life, but it's fine.
and therefore, I repeat, too many. If you listen to this show and you get if that offends you, then stop listening to the show. Is my point.
But keep paying for it. Don't listen. Just pay.
Oh, I'm on board with that. That's the Nerdist model. Just subscribe. You don't ever have to listen. Just subscribe. All right, Pam, we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, we got to go.
Yes, sir.
Matt Belknap has to call back the car dealership. Mm-hmm. You get an update on that?
No, I tried in the break. And he wouldn't.
How is there nobody answering the phone at the dealership?
Well, I got the operator, and then I said, can you put me through to Carlos? And she did, and then it just rang and rang and rang.
Come on, Carlos. This shit.
They're busy. It might have been lunch hour. I don't know what's going on.
I don't like it. I think they lost your car.
I would welcome that.
Please. Oh, did they?
Did you accidentally drive it into the Palisades fire? Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I'll take that insurance.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I often think with old cars, I would be like, hey, maybe they'll crash this thing on a test drive. hey, bad news. While we were out seeing if the brakes worked, they didn't. Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. So we have to give you a new car.
The guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off took it for a joyride right. and crashed
oh,
it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Richard Edson, his name was.
Richard Edson.
I had to, very quickly, I'll say this, I had to leave my house early today to go to Chatsworth to pick up the Abbott Skelding designed tour posters. They're the only printer in town that does it right. They are not. They're no longer near us, so you have to travel to get to them.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that have the proper stock, and they print it properly so it looks like a classy poster.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they look too slick or they look cheap. Anyway, it's worth the drive is my point. But there's some lonely roads out there, mm-hmm. and two assholes decided to drag race and were then going in and out of traffic and doing that thing where, like, really, all you want to do is pull over and just let it happen and just get out of my life because it's driving me nuts how loud your car is and why are you doing this at all?
Yeah.
And I won. So that's the point.
Oh, congratulations.
I was one of the two cars racing.
Yeah.
You know what? You look over at me. That's a challenge.
You don't fuck with the Ioniq 6.
Here's the thing. The electric car is going to beat you out of the blocks.
Well, yeah.
Most of the time.
But then crazy they're going to win.
Torque.
But the, you know, the initial is, this guy's in my fucking invisible electric dust. And then they zip past you with their spoiler. Dickhead had a spoiler on his car. All right, we're done. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting. We truly do appreciate it. Until then, we wish Garen Cockwell well. We hope he feels better. Behind Video Village, he's right in from the Bowel House. That's Elliot Hopper, the Honcho Map Bell. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.